You are speaking on behalf of...
I'm speaking on behalf of Ags for West, which is a project that is led by kind of an anonymous group of former student leaders, not a certified student organization on campus.
Which I suppose gives you a little more flexibility?
Yes, definitely. You know, this just kind of started out as just a project that some of the outgoing student leaders wanted to do at the last second, and now that the university's kind of gotten on board and backed us up, they've given us a ton of support help that we wouldn't have had otherwise, but the fact that we aren't in student organization has made it really easy for us to kind of get this all together in a very, very short amount of time.
Tell me about the support from the university, and also understand even the chancellor's pitching in.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, originally we had support from the chancellor saying that he'd love to help, probably by supporting us financially if we could put the pieces together. And as we started moving through this process of setting up our transportation and working with the city, we found there were a lot of moving pieces to this, and the student activities has come in and really helped us out a lot as far as just making sure we've got all of our contracts and insurance, you know, those things taken care of, all the bases covered. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of the people planning this have actually been away from planning organizational projects for about a year or two. So it's been nice to work with these people who have had our backs and been able to point out when we're lacking something and when we need to think about something else. It's really been a great team effort across a wide range of entities from, you know, just some students all the way up to the chancellor.
So what's been put together?
We are taking 124 students, just random students, freshmen, you know, all the way up, probably through grad students, all the way up to West Texas. Tomorrow morning we are leaving from Reed Arena at 8 a.m. We are taking the maroon Aggie Spirit bus with the big SEC logo on it. It's kind of our lead car, and two other buses, and we're going to drive up to West. We're going to show up there, and we are going to help out for about 5 hours. And we are going to do basically whatever they want. It's our understanding that we are probably going to be helping them sort, stock, and inventory a 100,000-square-foot warehouse of supplies. And, you know, we just said we have a lot of people. Put us wherever a lot of people can do the most good. And so we're going to go up there for about 5 hours and come back. And we all have some, you know, this is the great part about this program is that this actually is the third installment of a recovery effort for West that College Station has put on. This same group of students helped organize the Night Out BCS, which happened this past Wednesday, which raised money for West. And we also have worked with Aggieland Outfitters to get the shirts made for West. And Aggieland Outfitters has been fantastic about turning a big profit and sending all of that profit to West. So it's been incredible to get this all together. A bunch of different people have helped us out. And we're excited to go down and actually put some boots on the ground and get some things done.
I'm on my fourth year of being in BCS, and it has never disappointed me just what the community reaction in general is when someone is in need, and obviously getting a group of students together, and it really sounds like it wasn't a matter of getting a group together, everybody just trying to find each other and say, how can we do the most good with this number of people involved?
Right. You know, the community of support has been fantastic, and everyone we have approached, you know, every student has been willing to give of their time. You know, it's finals week, and every student has been willing to give of their time to help organize this event. The administrators and the chancellor's office have been fantastic about aiding us even when they have end-of-year duties to take care of. And, you know, people like Aggieland Outfitters and all those businesses throughout the community that have helped us out did that of their own volition and without any need to do that. And so... I think this program is a great example of the selfless service that Aggies are taught to do and that we do so well, and of the fact that Bryan College Station truly is the home of a fantastic set of people that really feel connected to the state of Texas, to our fellow Texans, and to working for the greater good.
And something that you can take away as an experience that obviously there are going to be more unfortunate disasters that will go on down the road. But for this group, it's one of those opportunities to be able to apply this set of experiences in the future.
Definitely. Definitely. This is an incredible opportunity, even just for those people who are attending the trip that have no tie to us. Maybe this is one of their first program experiences at Texas A&M. Maybe this is their gateway into being more involved. And even for those outgoing people who have done stuff like this for 4 years, it's a great way to remember our time here, remember an incredible moment in history and how the best university in the world responded. And what it means to be, a member, a student at Texas A&M University and a resident in this state.
Is there anything else that I've missed that listeners would be interested in knowing?
I think just the most important thing about this project is that it's not about any one student or set of students getting it together or organizing it or being the leader. This truly was a community effort. We had help from so many people and businesses and the university. And I think that speaks incredibly highly of our want to give back as a community and how proud I am as a student to see that, even as I'm graduating, how proud I am to see that this community will always stand for good, for the greater good, and that Texas A&M is still producing quality student leaders that will go out and change the world.
Before I forget, what's your hometown?
My hometown is actually Larina, Texas, which is just a few miles away from West.
Has to mean even a little bit more for you being geographically close to where it happened.
Yes, sir. You know, West is a very small community, and Larina, my hometown, is actually much smaller, but a little less than half the size of West. I understand the small town feel. I understand what that community, how they approach each other and how they interact with each other, and I understand what they must be going through as far as just feeling alone and left out, and I think it's fantastic that people who have no relationship to that community are coming and willing to donate some resources and some time that those people just don't have.
Having monitored what's been going on since the explosion, the folks here, at least my impression, is that they've tried awful hard to say, here's where we need the assistance, and it sounds like you all are just, you know, offering yourselves, and they're saying, come on up, and we're going to put you to work.
That's right. You know, I mean, I've been incredibly impressed with College Station and Texas A&M. You know, the day after that happened, Aggieland Outfitters drove a trailer up there with 113 tons of supplies that were donated by the residents here. And then West said, you know what, we don't need supplies, we need blood. And the blood center here was completely filled up. And then West said, you know what, we need money. And so students organized a profit share through the city and through the restaurants. And they said, all right, now we need volunteers. And we're responding that way. So it's been great to see the flexibility and the want for this community to reach out to that community.
You mentioned class of 2013. What are your plans after you walk the commencement stage?
Well, my plans are I will be attending medical school at the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio starting mid-July.
No break?
No, just enough of a break to get bored, I suspect.
But what a way to go into medical school.
Yes, sir. It's an exciting... It's nice because instead of just ending my duties in the MSC and then having a few down weeks and then leaving, I'm getting to end it doing something exciting, something refreshing, and something I know that has a lasting impact.